Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday to each and every one of you. I just pray that you are having an amazing day. I know for some of my listeners it is already Thursday. However, it's always a privilege to have you. I want to remind you that the chat room is open, the phone lines are up, and I welcome you to be part of our conversation. So as we prepare ourselves to start this conversation today, would you be kind enough to your members, your supporters, your friends, your followers, and tell them all roads this morning to the A New Day Show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I want to be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Yeah.
Well, I want to welcome guest 192 to the show this morning. I want to remind you the number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And today's conversation is coping with the holiday blues as an entrepreneur. Coping with the holiday blues as an entrepreneur. And I just pray that you will find this topic exciting enough so you will call in and hop on the phone and let us just have an extremely interactive conversation this morning. We are having the show only for an hour today because I have to get on Blob and Periscope and all the other places. So I have to spread myself across but not too thin. All right, for those of you who are listening and you are on Periscope, Blab, and on Twitter, I would like to invite you to connect with me there. And on those three platforms, I am at Dynamic Daphne. And it's Daphne with a D-A-P-H-N-E, no Y there. And also for those of you who want to be part of my inner circle or my movement, why don't you hop on over to Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, DaphneClarkHudson.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. That is where you can become part of my movement and get into the know-how of everything that I am doing. So for those of you who are just getting to know me and to get yourself acquainted with who I am, I want to tell you a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies, the humble child of two farming parents, James Clark and Leonora Scarlett Clark. Unfortunate for me, I lost my mother at the tender age of 13. However, prior to her passing, she pre-programmed me that I needed to become a nurse. And I did so. And the reason she came to that understanding that I ought to go into nursing is because she was an asthmatic. And when she would have her asthmatic attack, I would stay home to look about her, and I would do my best as a child to make sure she was comfortable. She was breathing properly. I would climb up on that tall wooden bed, and I would like prop her up in the bed and put my chest next to hers and press on her back so she could breathe a little easier. And I followed suit to my pre-programming. However, God had other plans for me, and the universe had other plans for me, because even when I was doing nursing, I did it differently. I love to talk with my patients about what was going on with them, find out who came to visit them, what did the doctor say, and all of that good stuff. And I would do that with every patient, getting to build a relationship with them and knowing who they are outside of what's in the docket and what their prescription says and their diagnosis. And fast forward to now, where I am a personal development and transformation coach. I help you to see things from a different perspective. I help you to clear your blind side so you can make the shift that you need to experience the most amazing life that your heart so desires. So I'm all about authenticity and uniqueness, transformation, reinvention, and resilience. So, are you experiencing any of those challenges that I spoke about just now? I encourage you to reach out with me, because I am positive that I can assist you to receive your greatest breakthrough. So, the holidays. For a lot of individuals across the world, just the sound of, today's the 1st of December, puts them into panic mode, because there are many people who the holidays, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Hanukkah, whether it's Kwanzaa, and all the other holidays that the different ethnicity and cultures celebrate rolls around, for them, this is a time of panic and stress. However, for those of you who get my newsletter, you'll see that the holidays brings mixed feelings for me. I grew up on the sunny island of Jamaica, as I mentioned, and growing up there, I didn't have all the fancy things that we now have, you know, Christmas trees and decorations and lights and all of that good stuff. However, there were some cultural things. Let me know that this was a holiday. It was a festive time. And although we did not have snow, we would decorate the stones around the flower garden and up the walkway. We live in a two-room house. And up the walkway, they were washed with white lime, the lime that you put on your in your garden or on your lawn. And that would mix with water, and there was no brush, no paintbrush. So it would be a young banana plant that was dug up. The root would be cut off, and the trunk would be smashed, and the top portion would be the handle. And that's what would be dipped in that container of white lime. And you put it on the rocks and on the trunk of the trees until it dries, and it becomes snow white. It was so white. And even people who are walking from a distance from our house, they could see the rocks and the trunk of the trees were white. Little did I know that we were making snow back then. However, as entrepreneurs, life has now entered the fast lane, express lane for many people. Because many people intentionally bring stress onto themselves because they have placed themselves in a competitive mode where they are looking to outdo their neighbors, and their eyes are always on the Joneses' picket fence. And for that reason, many people are not living within their means. People have multiple credit cards, and most of those credit cards are over the limits. And you go in the malls, you go on the roads, and there's traffic all over the place. You go in the malls, the lines are long and all of that, because people are charging expensive, unneeded items because they want to impress folks with expensive gifts. And you ask yourself the question, what's the best gift that I can give to my family members and my friends? And each and every one of us will answer this question differently. However, I think it's an important question to ask ourselves, what's the best gift to give? And as an entrepreneur, and this show is focused towards the inspiration, empowerment, and transformation of entrepreneurs. As an entrepreneur, you're probably saying to yourself, I did not do what I had on my plan to do financially this year. And I'm not in a position to spend what I thought I would be able to spend on my family, on my children, my good friends, my neighbors, and all of that stuff. However, again, I ask you to ask that question, what's the best gift to give? Do you think your neighbors are going to honor you less because you did not get them an expensive gift? How many of you have gotten over the years expensive things for people and they return it or they re-gift it? You know, sometimes they have it stuck away in the closet for so long and they had removed the card off of it, so they forget who gave it to them, and what you know, they re-gift it to you. And for those of you who are honest enough, you would say something about it. Oh, wasn't that the gift I brought you? So, This is the time when you take inventory of yourself and ask yourself, do I want to experience this stress? There is stress at this time in selecting what it is you want to give. There's also stress after the holidays when you look at the credit card statement and realize that you went way over the limit. I can recall when I was growing up and there was no gift giving. We weren't getting Christmas gifts. However, I tell you, there was something special about the holidays. We would go caroling in the district. We did not have electricity. We did not have flashlight. We had glass soda bottles with kerosene oil, and the wick of that light was made from paper or sometimes cloth. And that's what we would use to see as we go from house to house in the district to carol. And our meal on Christmas morning, a breakfast, was very special. So although we didn't have a lot of material things, we bonded as a community. We bonded as a family. And it doesn't matter how poor people would think that we were, on Christmas morning, there was always homemade chocolate. And there was always beef that is cooked for breakfast. And that got served with hard dough bread. I am telling you, just the thought of it now makes me salivate, because I tell you, my mother was a cook. She threw down. And those of you who know me will think about it and say, oh, well, that's where she got the skill of cooking from. So, as an entrepreneur, sit and get into the stillness of who you are and pre-arrange the result that you want over the holidays. Whether you're able to go shopping for your family and friends, and some of you have staff or not, whether you were able to give them the amount of bonus you wanted to give them or not, sit and assess the result you are going to tolerate in your life. Have a conversation with folks and let them know, I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship we have. Speak about the plan moving forward. Ask those of you who have staff, ask them what they would love to see in your business moving forward. Let them feel as if they are part of the operation and the organization and the development of your business. This is the time to sit down with folks and brainstorm and talk with them. And let them know there's lots of room for improvement. Yes, we did not hit our mark this year. However, with the help of God going forward and us doing what we say we are going to do, we are going to make it better. I tell you, the best gift that you can give is the gift of appreciation and gratitude. why not decide to make a luncheon or a dinner of your best dishes and have everybody for a meal, some conversation, some laughter? I tell you, they are going to remember that much more than you going and spending X amount of money that you probably don't even have to get them an expensive gift. Looking at what others are doing and work from within your heart and give the gift of self. Everyone around you will be experiencing a joyful time. Everyone around you will know that, yes, oh, Daphne really appreciates us. She asks for our input. She wants us to have a say in what is happening. She spent time and she prepared this delicious spread for us. You allow them to bring their family member. Their family members get to meet your family members. Some people, they said they are not good cooks, so they get somebody to cater it. And that's okay, too. I love to cook, so I choose the route of cooking. However, if you think that cooking is not your strong pursuit, then, you know, if you have some friends who will volunteer to do it or if you want to cater it for your people, go ahead and do that. However, I am telling you, it is not worth it for you to create the additional stress, raise your blood pressure, tearing your hair out, because when the first quarter of 2016 roll in, you are looking on this huge credit card bill that you don't know where the first dime is coming from to cover that bill. As you look on this season, why don't you create a list that will sustain you experiencing an amazing holiday? I want you to start by listing all of the things you are grateful for. I tell you, when we get in a mood of gratitude, gratitude erases blues. Attitude release funk. Attitude release depression. Attitude wipe out stress. So what are you grateful for? Start to list them. Who are the people that you need to verbally express gratitude towards? Do that. Count your blessings. You do the gratitude. Count your blessings, because all of us, we can look back from our childhood to whatever age we are now, and man, are we blessed. Are we blessed? A lot of times we take the time to complain about what we don't have. And we neglect to identify all that we have. You know something, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, if we would take the time to just concentrate and focus about us and what we are gifted with and surrounded with, we would not be spending time watching and comparing everybody else and look as if we don't have. We have so much. And don't look at your blessings as only material things. I tell you, the good old writing, WRITING, it's an amazing thing. We are so consumed by technology and we don't take the time to physically write things down. But I can tell you, once you start to do that, it's like the floodgates of creativity opens up. And before you know it, you're going to be having 2 or 3 pages of blessings that's written down. And when you do that, you can have a contagious smile on your face and joy in your heart. And once you do these things and you identify them, there's absolutely no way that you are going to be remaining in a holiday blues. Because you're going to say to yourself, you know, thank God, I have all these things to give thanks for. Yes, I'm not in the malls on the line stressing myself out. However, the people that's close to me, the people I love dearly, we are enjoying ourselves. We are laughing because we have so much to talk about, to reminisce about. You probably take a few of your friends and you probably want to go to a church or someplace or a community center where they are serving meals to people who do not have family members. And that's a good practice to get the kids into. Because many people have never done anything like that. So you can go out and serve others instead of sitting home and whining. Go out there and serve those who are less fortunate. I tell you something, nothing clears the blues as to be in service. And I'm not saying you go out there for 8 hours. If even an hour or 2 hours that you go out there and bring joy to somebody's life, it is going to be making an impact on you. And this is something that you will never forget. And those who include their children, that's something that will be with them for the rest of their lives. As an entrepreneur, we need to identify the areas that we are able to shed light on in our business. Not only concentrate on the big things, the big contract, the big award, the big feature article, not only those things. However, you can recall when somebody called you up and they reminded you that there's something you have said, something you wrote, something you did that was not really directed at them intentionally. However, they were the byproduct of the result of that thing. I was in the company of a colleague a couple of weeks ago down in Atlanta. And she was sharing that somebody called her up and thanked her for something she had said at an event. And that's something that she had said. The person was in the audience. And that thing that she said had turned this person's life around. And she went out and she took action about what this lady told her, told the people to do. And her life has not been the same since then. So this is the time, as I say, to take inventory, take stock of who you are, what you are about, what you support. What do you bring to the lives of others? When you do that, you are not going to be experiencing any stress, because you know what? You are going to be looking and you're going to be saying, I am so grateful that I was able to do such and such. How can I expand on this? How can I expand on that? I want to remind you that the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And the chat room, go ahead, write your questions, your feedback, your aha moments in that little slot down at the bottom. But I want to hear from you. I want you to be part of this conversation. Tell me, what are some things that you have been doing to alleviate stress during the holiday season, blues during the holiday season? I know one of the things that can really bring on the holiday blues, especially when we isolate ourselves, is the memory of loved ones whom we have lost. And it really doesn't matter how long ago. When we are alone during the holidays, we always go back, we revert to thinking about what the holiday was like with mom, with dad, with grandma, with a dear friend, with a loved one, with a former spouse. You know, and when we are in company, we oftentimes think about it too, because we oftentimes can hear their laughter in our spirit. And we smile about it because it brings us warm memory. However, when we are in isolation, the reverse happens, is that we get into deep funk and blues about them being absent. So, it is important that we take inventory of ourselves, know who we are, and do our best to be in the company of others. I want to welcome the Lion's Den to the chat, and feel welcome to pick up the phone or type in the bottom and share with us some of the things that you have done to alleviate the holiday blues. So I look forward to having you participate in this conversation. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Yes. So, again, we need to remind ourselves that the holiday is not for excess spending. It's not about the luxury of the stuff, but it's about gratitude, appreciation, acceptance. Whether we are able to go out and spend a dollar on something, we have an inventory of gifts that we can dispense to others. So what have you been doing? What have you done over your lifetime to bring joy into your lives, in the lives of your loved ones and friends and neighbors over the holiday season? I know that when I used to live in New York City, there was a house over in Elmont, New York. And people used to take buses from Pennsylvania, from Delaware, from New Jersey, from Massachusetts, just to come and take pictures of this home. It was most beautifully decorated. And it was a joy to look at. People would come with their cameras and their videotapes, and they would be taping. And I used to laugh, and I used to say, you know, Con Ed, which is the telephone company, I said, Con Edison loves that family when it comes to this time of year. However, that's the commitment that they make, because they are looking to bring joy and happiness into the lives of their neighbors far and near, because people were coming by the busload to just have a glimpse of the life there. So what is it that you do for? What will people say about you when you are no longer around? When they sit around the holiday table, what will your legacy be? What are they going to be saying? I ask you this question. Do you think that their most memorable thought about you is going to be the dollar amount on the gift that you bought them? That would be interesting to hear. I want you to pick up the phone and call 646-915-8166. What do you think people will remember about you when it comes to the holiday time? As entrepreneurs, we have to remember to stop. Take a few deep breaths. Relax. Slow down so we can take the time to appreciate the people that are around us. We are winding down. It's how many? Just a couple of weeks before the end of the year. Yes, we can go there and we can secure that client that we wanted. However, don't let that take precedence over you reaching out to the people who have been supporting you throughout the year and to show some gratitude to them. Write a handwritten note and send it out to people. You know, most of us do an end of year letter where we tell people what's going on, what has been going on in our lives throughout the year. And people really look forward to that. What else that is a tradition for you? I know this this lady, she bakes her fruit cake, and she put it in a nice pan, and she take it to the people. I tell you, I have a friend who is in his 80s, and he used to work at a company in New York. And he has retired many, many, many years now. However, there was a lady on that job, and during the holidays, she would make fruit cake for everybody. This lady is in her 80s now, and every holiday, what does she do? She makes fruit cakes for all of her co-workers and family that are still alive. I was told that there are some people she worked with, and they are no longer around. However, she still sends the fruit cake for the children. Can you imagine? That is a legacy. That is a legacy. And that is what people will talk about her, among other qualities that she has. I don't know her personally. I just know the story. That is what people will talk about. Oh, do you remember Dolores' cheesecake? Do you remember John's fruit cake? Do you remember this? Do you remember that? So, instead of getting into depression, instead of getting into the holiday blues, I ask that you make sure that you carve some time out that you are going to spend with others. Schedule any appointments for the holiday times. Make sure you are reaching out to others and you are expressing your gratitude towards them. Yes. Showing up, be present in their lives, give gratitude, share laughter, will be long remembered over the dollar, the expensive dollar gift that you will spend the money on. I know, especially for the children, the day after the holiday is gone, they forget about that gift that they were so excited about. And you ask, oh, little Johnny, where is the so-and-so and so? Oh, I don't even know. Let us spend time with each other. Let us give the gift of self. Let us give the gift of honoring others. Take the time to highlight the qualities in other people. You know, there are many great qualities individual possess, and they are really not aware of it. Can you imagine the shift such acknowledgement and such identifying of these qualities in somebody's life? Can you imagine the shift it would bring for them around the holiday? In order for you to go out there and do all these amazing things we spoke about for others, you first need to see yourself worthy of all those things as well. And as you get comfortable in honoring you, you are going to find it easy and comfortable to go out and honor others. Go out there, demonstrate unconditional appreciation for people. They don't have to give you acknowledgement back. They don't have to show you appreciation back. However, you need to do that. And you are not doing it for them, you are doing it for you. Remember, there is enough of you to go around. And whether you had hit your target goal as an entrepreneur this year or not, the journey continues. The journey continues. The journey continues. It is up to you whether or not you are going to be learning the lessons that will help you to reconnect to your plan. The holiday is a time to relax, to reflect, to re-energize, to reorganize, and sometimes even to reinvent. So that's my five R's that you're going to use around the holiday season. I want you to pull your plan out and look at it. You don't need to wait for the 31st of December to look at it and to see what else you need to include in that. I am telling you, the holiday time is the best time, like any other, to reorganize our plan. If you are bogged down by the pressures of entrepreneurship, for the pressures of being the boss, for the pressures of being the provider, not only for your family, but also for the other 8 or 10 or even higher amount of people that's working for you. Yes, I know it's not easy. However, it is rewarding. It's not easy. It is rewarding. So, I just pray that these few words from me guide you toward a stress-free and blues-less holiday. You deserve the best in life. Joy, happiness, motivation, appreciation, excitement. And above all, I want this holiday to be your best ever. You are going to be having the most laughter. You are going to be having some belly pains, not because of overeating, but because of the amount of laughter you are experiencing in your life. I pray that you will, till enough this holiday season, still enough and aware enough to identify, acknowledge, and accept all the new visions and insight that you will be called to handle. New doors are opening for you this holiday season. However, in order to accept them, you are going to be able to be still. There are always opportunities that are knocking. We are not embracing them because we are too busy doing us. Breathe, relax, reflect, and start to take action. Again, today was a great day to serve you, and I am so honored that you have stopped by. The people who joined me in the chat room and those who are listening on the internet, I appreciate all of you, and I show gratitude for you. Again, I invite you to connect with me on Twitter, Blab, and Periscope. At Dynamic Daphne. And for those of you who are interested in being part of my movement, I want you to get over to DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I'm also on Instagram, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Daphne Clark Hudson, and also on Facebook. I look forward to seeing you on my broadcast on the social media, Blab and Periscope. That's where we can see each other and interact and exchange thoughts and ideas. Again, I am so excited that I've been serving you for these many years, and I want for you to be your very best. I want for you to experience the best holiday ever. The best holiday ever. I want for you to also document all of the amazing experiences that you have this holiday season. This is Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, your reinvention and transformation coach. Remember, I can help you to see things from a different way. I will assist you in clearing your blind side so that you can make a shift to your most amazing life. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and happy Kwanzaa. Love you guys.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Lord,
and the plan you have for me, destiny. When I don't have all the pieces together, because I believe that He's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it, hallelujah, to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place, hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place, I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Strong God.